You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
It's a time of year where many of us are cooking and eating big meals together, which may involve fried food and small fry.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hey there, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
This week's topic reminded me of this cartoon that I remember watching when I was little, and it involved a dancing fish, and the song that was playing was something like, small fry, dancing in the pool room, small fry, should be in the schoolroom. Turns out that wasn't some fever dream or something. It was an actual song that I guess it was recorded for a movie back in the late 30s. Bing Crosby sang it, so who knew?
I love that you have a musical memory about small fry. And Rebecca, while I open this with a line about cooking and eating big meals, I want to be clear that the fry in small fry does not come from the verb fry, as in cook something in a pan, especially with fat. We'll come back to where it comes from. But Rebecca, let me start with a question for you. And this question came up in a blog post by the poet and fiction writer Linda Shinkevich. And she was texting her daughter, and here's the text: what time are you bringing the small fry over tomorrow? Rebecca, what does that mean to you?
What time are you bringing my grandchild over tomorrow? Sounds like a babysitting situation.
It is, and I love this, because her daughter also texted back and said, Mom, I'm bringing both kids. But her mom, by saying, what time are you bringing the small fry over, did mean both kids, because historically, small fry is a collective noun. So for me, the small fry could be multiple children. It's like bringing the offspring over. So we're seeing something happening with small fry where some people are starting to interpret small fry as a singular, so you would have many small fries. But of course, once you say small fries, it's hard not to think about French fries. But Rebecca, let's talk about where this fry comes from. It's borrowed into English from Old Norse, a word for offspring. And that word fry could refer to young fish, and then later other creatures, and eventually to young people, which is relevant to small fry. So when we first see small fry, both as a noun and an adjective, it refers to small fish. And so you'll see things like a bushel of small fry.
That makes sense, because when you think about small fish, like smelt or shrimp, how often do we refer to one smelt or one shrimp? I mean, those are collective.
We have lakes swarming with small fry, or people dining on squid and other small fry. By the mid-1600s, small fry gets extended to refer to smaller insignificant things, as well as young or unimportant people. So a person's children could be their small fry, but you'll also see, for example, low-level managers referred to as small fry. Now, by the early 1800s, we can see small fry as an adjective modifying a noun. So you'll get small fry lawyers as a way to be mean about lawyers. And when I was talking with my partner about this, he said, I think small fry is a really mean term.
I'm starting to think that too.
I also found a great example of small fry emotions. So not big emotions, small fry emotions. Rebecca, this also had me thinking about small potatoes. This goes back to the mid-1700s to refer to insignificant things. Can you use small potatoes?
Yeah, generally in referencing like problems or something, like this issue is small potatoes compared to this other thing.
I can definitely do that. And I can also, I realized, use it for money, that, oh, that's small potatoes compared to what I have to pay for this thing. So we get to bring this show full circle, Rebecca, because we've come right back to food.
We've talked about fried food. We've talked about potatoes. Everybody is craving French fries right now, including me. So might go grab some of those. Thanks so much, Anne.
Enjoy.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.